Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Mem Dalad. This daf is going back on the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel, the end of Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph. We're going to start from the Mishnah Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph. The Mishnah says the case of Malvas Gaver LaMashkein. Someone who lends his friend money takes a Mashkein, but other than Mashkein, and the Mashkein's lost. And the question is, how much is the mashkin worth? Because the malva is achroi for the loss of the mashkin. So if the mashkin was worth less than the malva says that I lent you four dinarim, and it was worth a shekel, 2 dinarim, so mainly you still owe me 2 dinarim, no, it was worth a full seller, it wasn't worth less, it was worth exactly the same. So he's a kai for a kail. The malva is saying you still owe me 2 dinarim, it's true. You don't owe me for the amount that the mashkin was worth, because I lost the mashkin, I'm responsible. But you still owe me the leftover, and it's only worth a shekel. And he says, no, it was worth the seller. So come dice is a kaifer akal, so his party doesn't make a shua. But if the loiva is made that it was worth 3 dinarim, and he still owes him a dinar, so the malva is saying that it was, this, the chayv was a seller, 4 dinarim. And the malva says that the mashkin was a shekel, 2 dinarim, so you owe me 2. And he says, no. It was, the chayv was taka a seller, but the mashkin was 3 dinarim, so I only owe you a dinar, so that's a meidah b'mikzas. A meidah b'mikzas is chayv to make a shvuah. Now, in the other case, where it was worth more, and the loiva says, yes, I borrowed a seller, but it was worth 2, so now you, the malva, owe me another seller. You owe me, you're responsible for the loss of the mashkin, which is worth 2 slum. And I only owe you a seller, so you're responsible still to pay me a seller. And the malva says, no, it was worth exactly a seller, so I don't owe you anything, so he's a chayv for a kol, he's potter. But let's say the malva agrees it was worth more than the chayv. That the loiva says it was worth 2 slum, and the malva says it was worth 5 dinarim, in other words, a seller and a dinar. So kum dais, I owe you a dinar. So then he's chayv a shvuah. And the Amari says that the one who has the bekud, then he makes a shvuah, because maybe the other one will make a shvuah, and then he will pull out the bekud to prove that it was a shvuah sheker. And the Gemara says it means minish betchila. We're not going to go into that sugya. But the Ramban and the Ran have a discussion about Maida Mimiksas, a very sadistic discussion. The Ramban asks the following question. In the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Sefer the Reisha, where the Malva says, I lost the Mashkin, and it was worth a shekel, so you still owe me 2 dinarim, you still owe me a shekel. And the Leiva says, no, it was worth 3 dinarim, so I only owe you a dinar. And the Gemara says that the Leiva is a Meidim Mixas, and he has to pay. So, Fekter Ramban, if somebody is moneying money for a Chayiv, the first thing he has to do is he has to return the Mashkin. If you're coming to Bez and asking him to pay up the Chayiv, if you wanted to pay up the Chayiv, you have to return the Mashkin. You're holding the Mashkin in order to ensure that he pays the chayv. But if you want to accept, you want him to accept money for the chayv, so Bezin will say you have to return the mashkin. But the Malva says, I'd be agreeable to return the mashkin, just the mashkin's no longer around. It's lost. But the Leiva doesn't know that. The Leiva doesn't know the mashkin is lost. That's what the Gemara says. The Malva still has to make a shvur she'enei b'rishusai, because even though he's willing to take financial responsibility for it, but we're still afraid that maybe he's trying to steal the mashkin, the Leiva doesn't know. So when the Leiva said it's worth 3 dinarim, Fekter Ramban, that's not necessarily a Haida. Because it's from the Leiva's perspective, I don't necessarily owe you a dinar. If it's true that you lost the Mashkin, so then I owe you a dinar. If it's true you lost the Mashkin's not around, so I owe you a dinar. But if it's not true that you lost the Mashkin, so I owe you nothing. Because until you produce the Mashkin, I don't have to pay. So when the Leiva says it was worth 3 dinarim, he's not being made that he owes him a dinar. He's saying like this, I borrowed from you a seller, I gave you a mashkin, the mashkin was worth 3 dinarim. If it's true that the mashkin is gone, so of course I owe you a dinar. And the malva is claiming you owe me 2 dinarim, because the malva says it's only worth a shekel. So that's made the mixes. But if it's not true that you lost the mashkin, I owe you nothing, because you're not producing the mashkin. So I, the Leiva, I don't know if I owe you any money. If you really lost the mashkin, of course, I owe you the money. But if you didn't lose the mashkin, I don't owe you the money. So it should be like a case like this. Let's say someone comes to, Malva comes to Levi, says, you owe me $100. He says, well, $50, I definitely don't owe you. And the other 50, I'm not sure. I know for sure I didn't borrow more than 50. 50 I was made. Maybe I was planning on borrowing, but I forgot if I actually borrowed it or not. So that's not how you do altogether. When you say I borrowed 50 for sure, and the other 50 I don't know, chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, that's a meidim and mixas, and then you're na'ini day on the rest, and that you have the mitakshin yachal shav mishal, and we'll discuss that soon. But if you say chamshin lo yadana, and chamshin yadana that it's not true, and chamshin isn't true, so kumdesh, you never made it anything. Part of it you were kaifer, and the other part you simply don't know. See, here also, I don't know if I owe you a dinar. If you indeed lost the mashkin, I owe you a dinar. But if not, I don't owe you a dinar. So why is this made of mixes? As I affect the Rabban Akash. So the Rabban says that the answer is because it's two cheshbainis. There's two separate cheshbainis. One question is, how much money does he own? There he's being made, he owes him one dinar. Because the mashkin was worth only 3 dinarim, and he borrowed a sell, he never paid back. He's being made, he owes him 1 dinar. That is another question. Where's this mashkin? Now it's true. If the malva happens to have the mashkin, so he can't collect the dinar that I owe him. But it doesn't mean I don't owe it to him. I still owe it to him. He just can't collect it. Now, the question is, does he have the mashkin or not? So that the malva is neman. That's a din. A shamer is neman to say that it was avat. Maybe mashbino is a shvur shayne b'shusay. But a shamer is neman to say it was avat. So he happens to be neman for that. So therefore, I'm really being made in the ikachiv. And now the question is, maybe Taka has a mashkin that we don't say. The shame is neman to say that he lost the mashkin and he'll pay the money. So that's why it's called the Maidu Mixas. But he says, if you have a case where a person really wasn't Maidu Mixas, but it's just that Bezin's going to be Mechayev him anyway, not because he was Maidu. He says, L'mashal. Let's say someone comes and tells someone, you owe me $100, $50 because you borrowed from me, and $50 because you were Chayvel me. You injured me. Now we'll have later, in the 7th parak, that there's a shvu the din, a nechbal, if Adam saw that they came into the room, and it seems likely that he was injured, by the chayvel, so the chazal was sakin, then a nechbal could be nishba v'naitel. He could make a shvu that he sustained that chavala, and he'll get it. So takon, it really means the Adam would have to say clearly that he was chayvel, but if the Adam just saw that it was likely he was chayvel, Chazal made a tekana nishba v'naitel. That's in the next parak. So again, he's saying that he wants $100, $50 for Havah, $50 for Chavol. And the other guy says, it never happened. I never was chayvelin you, I never borrowed, I never lent, I never borrowed from you, and I never was chayvelin you. And he's going to win the dintayr and the Chavol, because he'll make a shmua. Zagdir ba mechai gav, that's not called the meidu v'mikzas. Because he was never made. It happens to be he'll win the dintayr. Happens to be he'll be able to get the $50 because he'll make the shvua. But that doesn't mean he was made of a mixas. In our Mishnah, it's not the pshat that really he was never made it to the dinar. It's just because since we believe the malva that he lost it, so merely has to pay the dinar even though he wasn't made. No, he was made, he owes the dinar. And a chanami. If the malva would still have the mashkin, he wouldn't have to pay, but that's considered a separate cheshbon. Mashenkin, if he was never made that all to the chiv, even though the malva will win the din Torah, that's not called the made of a mixas. But the Ramban then points out another halacha. Let's say somebody comes and says, you owe me $100. And the nitva says, I borrowed $50 from you, so I certainly don't owe you more than $50. I never borrowed more than $50. And that $50, I'm also not sure if I owe it to you because I might have paid you back. Now, the halacha is that any day in Piraticha, he's still going to be chayiv. So in that case, Dr. Ashba, that's called that he is made of a mixas, even though he didn't say clearly that he's chayiv, but the Ramban's lashon is, mitayek shuvasin is chayiv u'bemixas. Because of what he said, he's going to be chayiv part. So the Ramban is discussing 3 cases. The case of our Mishnah, where he says it was worth 3 dinarim, so he owes the dinar, but that's only if you don't have the mashkin. But I don't know that you don't have the mashkin, so maybe I don't owe you anything. But that the Mishnah says clearly is made of a mixas. But that the Ramban explains because whether he does or does not have the mashkin is a different cheshbon. You owe him anyway, like we'll explain soon. Then he has the case of Chavola, where I'll be able to get half my claim with the shvu because of a tekanas hanechbal. So is that called made of a mixas? He says it's not. He was never made. Even though we're actually going to award you half your claim. That's not called Meidah B'Mikses. And then he says the third case, where he manned $100, and the $50 he says, I did borrow it, but any day in Bereticha. So you might think that that's not called Eida. I think there's a Tshuva Sirajah which sounds that way. It's brought in the Peskim and Siman Ayin Hey. As long as you didn't say your Chayiv, it's not Eida. But the Ramban doesn't hold that way. The Ramban holds essentially, you said that you borrowed the money. You said any day in Bereticha, but because you said you borrowed the money, that makes you Chayiv. That's called Eida. So the Ramban argues on most of what the Ramban says. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says, if there is a halacha, if there indeed was a halacha, that until you give back the mashkin, you cannot collect the loan. So two things. First of all, then it wouldn't be called Eida. He agrees with the Ramban's question. Because since he has to make a shvua, she'ene b'shusay, so at this point, you're not going to be chayiv. You're not chayiv until he makes a shvua. If you're not going to be chayiv to pay until he makes a shvua, she'ene b'shusay, so you can't call it Eida. At the time of Eida, you weren't chayiv yet. Because we don't trust the malvit to say that he lost the mashkin, only with the shvua she'ene b'shusay. So since he needs a shvua she'ene b'shusay, that's not called Eida. He brings a raya from the Gemara in the fourth parak, Daf Lamed Beis, Lagabe Karban Shvua, that if you mashbia an eid echad, and he doesn't want to come, he's not still not chayav a Karban Shvua, even in the case where Kenegda was chashed ala shvua. So if the eid echad would have came, I would have been able to get the money. Al yidea that it would have made the shvua. But the Gemara says that's not called that he's kaifer eidus that could be mammon, because I don't know that you could get mammon from it. You have to make a shvua. The eid echad knows eidus that the other guy owes him $100, and if he would come to be made, and the other guy is a chashid al shvua, I'd be able to be nishba v'naito. But that's not called a kfiris mammon, the Gemara says. It's not called Eid Echad was kaifer and mammon, because it's only Gairim the mammon, because how do I know you're going to make a shvua? So here also, when the leiva said that it's worth 3 dinarim, I'm only going to owe you a dinar if you're going to make a shvua sheni b'shusay. I don't know you're going to make a shvua sheni b'shusay, so that can't be called a Eida. Secondly, Tainat Duran, that if you're going to say there's a halacha, then unless you could produce the mashkin, unless you give back the mashkin, you have no right to collect the loan. So the Malvataka would not be Neman to say that he lost the Mashkin, even with the Shvua, because it's like any day in the Schayafti. As long as you're holding the Mashkin, I don't have to pay the loan. Now you're saying you lost the Mashkin, so that means you're trying to establish a Chiv. You can't establish a Chiv without a Raya. You're trying to, you might see the Chiv for me. And the only way you might see a Chiv for me is if you don't have the Mashkin. So you're tiny, you lost the Mashkin. But losing the mashkin is a tenai with the chiyuv. So Mela, how could you tiny, you lost the mashkin without a raya? Might as well have a raya. I don't know if there was ever a chiyuv. As long as you're holding the mashkin, there's no chiyuv. So Zakhtar Ran, it must be that the pshat in the Mishnah is that there's no such halacha. There's no halacha that you have to return the mashkin in order to collect the chayiv. Even if you don't return the mashkin, whatever is more than the mashkin is worth, he owes it to you. You can't collect keneged what the mashkin's worth, because you have a mashkin on that. But whatever is more than the mashkin, the part of the chayiv, which exceeds the value of the mashkin, that you could collect, even though you don't return the mashkin. He says, of course, if you don't want to return the mashkin, Bezin's going to force you to return the mashkin. And of course, Bezin's going to tell you, if you're telling Bezin, no, I refuse to return the mashkin. So of course, Bezin's going to say, listen, you're obligated to return the mashkin. And if you refuse to the mashkin, we're not going to go and be gave it a chay for you. But that's just practical, Zakhtaran. There's no such halacha be'etzim that if I don't return the mashkin, he doesn't owe the money. He owes the money just as much. And the Ran's Rai is, like we're saying, because if he wouldn't owe the money unless he returned the mashkin, so first of all, when he's made that the mashkin is worth 3 dinarim, it's b'chal not a'ida. Because until we establish Ayyidei Yeshua of the Malvet, the Mashkin is indeed lost, we don't know of the Chiv. So at the time of the Eida, I wasn't made to a Chiv. I was made to something which needs a Shvua to make a Chiv. That's not called Eida for a Chiv. And second of all, Tain is the Ran, if me having the Mashkin makes that the Leiva is not Mechiv, and the loss of the Mashkin is a prerequisite to the Leiva's Chiv, so I would have to prove that I lost the Mashkin. So L'chayr the Teretz to the Ramban, The Ramban Kamat says this. I saw this in the Masifta Gemara B'Shem Nachreinim, but they didn't quote who the Achreinim are. So I don't know who says it, but the Ramban Kamat says this. It's not the pshat that the Leivit doesn't really owe the money until as long as the Malva has a mashkin, he does. It's just the din that the Malva can't collect the money. It's kind of like, let's say, Slahi Giyaz Mana Piroyin. So there you could say, even if it's Slahi Giyaz Mana Piroyin, but the Aida is still called the Aida. So the Malva doesn't have to prove that he lost the mashkin, because that's not establishing the Chiyuv. That's just giving him a license to collect the Chiyuv. Withholding the mashkin means that he has no license to collect the Chiyuv. When he's withholding the mashkin voluntarily, so he has absolutely no claim on the Chayiv. Not because the Chayiv doesn't exist. It exists. There is a Chayiv. He just can't collect it. So that's what the Ramban is saying. You made it to the Chayiv. Now the question is, could he collect the Chayiv? So there, as long as he could make a Shvuah, Sheinu B'Shusa, as long as he has the Nemanis to say he lost the Mashkin, so he could collect the Chayiv. So you don't have a Taina that he has to bring a Raya that he lost the Mashkin. That's not the Ikar HaChayiv. The Chayiv is there without that. It's just having the mashkin means he can't collect the chayiv. So as long as he could have a taina that he lost the mashkin, so now he could collect the chayiv. Doesn't have to bring a raya to that. And also the haidah is haidah on the ikar achayiv. Granted, you need to go through another hurdle to get the pirayin, but that's not a chsarin in the haidah on the ikar achayiv. That's the chayiv how the Ramban would learn. But that's one machlokes ran in Ramban. And the Ramban holds that as long as someone's holding a mashkin, there's no din that you have to pay him the value of the chayiv that exceeds the mashkin. Because as long as he's holding the mashkin, you don't have to pay anything. But still, when you made to the third dinar, even though you don't know if it was oven a mashkin or not, that's called the adon, the ikar chayiv, like we explained. And the Ramban holds no. If there would be a din that you can't collect the chayiv as long as you're holding the mashkin, so the pshat is he's not mechayiv at all. So his adon is not a adon to a chayiv, because he doesn't. You still have to establish that he lost the mashkin. And Bechlal, you wouldn't be named with the shua that you lost the mashkin. You'd have to bring Edom. So the Ramban holds the din doesn't exist. Even if he's holding the mashkin, you still have to pay him the money more than the mashkin. The mashkin's only connected how much the mashkin is worth. Now, the Ramban also takes issue on the Ramban about what he said, that when we could establish that someone owes money, like by Nechbal, that doesn't make you a Maidu and make sense. He's still a Kaifer HaKayil. Because he says like this, in the actual case of the Ramban, a guy comes and says, comes to the Bez and he says, I have two claims against you. $50 you borrowed from me, and $50 because you were Chayvel in me. And the guy says, neither is true. I deny both claims. I never borrowed, never was Chayvel. So Bez and Paskins, okay, go make a Shvua that he was Chayvel. There's a Din Shvua Sanechbal, because there were Edom, I guess there was circumstantial evidence. Make a shvua sanechbal, and you'll get that $50. Zok the Ran, in that case, I'm asking, until he makes the shvua, the nitva won't have to make a shvua yet on the $50 that he borrowed, because we don't know that he's going to end up paying the nechbal. The nechbal has to make the shvua first. So till he makes the shvua that he was nechbal, so far, the nitva is off the hook completely. But once he makes a shvua and Bezin is going to actually be mechayev for money, and he's still claiming the other $50, so up there, and that's like a priya kamaisa above mitzia. There's a halacha not only made him a mixis is chayev, there's a halacha that ain't him a mixis is also chayev. So in this case, where Bezin is going to confirm his tviya, that's like ain't him a mixis. That we know this tviya is good. We're actually being mitzi mamon based on this tviya. So Mamel, that's like Edom and Mixus, and he would have to make a Shvu on the Halvah. So the Ksais in Simon Ayin Hay, Sif Aleph, Sifkat Aleph, says that this is Tali in a Machlaikis Rishonim that the Rambam brings down, in Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Dal and Alachat HaZayin. The case, it was like this. There's a case in the Gemara of the Basha Daf Lamadal, it's also in, a little bit later in Shua, Daf Mem Zayin. Someone, an Eid Echad is made that someone grabbed a item from his friend. In the Gemara's case, it was a naska, a silver bar. And the one who grabbed said, I admit completely what the eid said is completely correct, but it's my bar. It's mine. That's why I grabbed it. He had stolen it from me originally. This is mine. That's why I grabbed it. In chafti v'lidi chafti. So the Gemara says, a psak halacha. If he would say, loy chafti, I never grabbed it, never happened, he would have to make a shvua against the Eid Echad. That's the halacha. Eid Echad's made that you stole, and you say you didn't steal. You make a shvua to be machish the Eid. But now that you agreed that you grabbed it, but you said that it's yours, so you can't make a shvua to be machish the Eid because you agree with the Eid. On the other hand, if let's say there were two Eidim that you grabbed something, you wouldn't be able to claim it's yours. If two Eidim sees you grab something, as far as they're concerned, he was the muhzik, you grabbed it away, you're going to have to give it back. So stam to say that you that it's yours, if we establish that it was grabbed, we don't do. Because once we establish that you grabbed it, you can't just say that you can't just grab something, and then when they say, why'd you grab it, say it's mine. No, if you grabbed it, that means you have to give it back. If it's yours, you have to prove it. So the Gemara there says that the thing is, it's mechuyev shvu ve'eni chalashava, mitoich sheni chalashava mishali. He can't make a shvu lahachish as aid because he agrees to the aid. So any time you can't make a shvu, whether you can't make a shvu because you don't know, or you can't make a shvu because you agree with the aid, like in this case, but you still think you're right, you still claim you're right because you say it was yours, but if it's established that you grabbed it, you can't say it's yours. So you mechuyev shvu ve'eni chalashava, mitoich sheni chalashava mishali. That's a Gemara. So the Rambam says the following. He brings a machlokes from the Gaonim and himself. Now let's say like this. Let's say Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you grab two items for me. Two items you grab for me. And Shimon says, first of all, I only grabbed one item. And second of all, that item was mine. So I don't owe you anything. So Reuven brings an eid echad that he grabbed one item, that one item. So what do we do about that one item that the Eid Echad now claims he grabbed? That has to go back to Shimon, because Mitoich Sheni Chalashava Mishalim. So the Gaonim say that since he has to pay back that item, even though he's claiming it's his, but the fact is it goes back because of the din of Mitoich Sheni Chalashava Mishalim, so he has to make a shvu on the other item also. That's like being made of a mixas. And the Rambam says no, he was never made of a mixas. He just has to make a shvu sesis. There's no din shvu's made of a mixas b'chai gavna. So the Ksai says, the Machlekes Rambam and the Gaonim is like this. How do we understand this din, when this Eidim b'miksas, you make a shvu on the other half? Does it only apply when this Eidim, when there's two Eidim, so we know this part of the claim is true. So then, the halacha is, that this the first part is established, so you have to make a shvu on the other half, just like Eidim b'miksas. But in the case by Eid Echad is not Eidim. We don't know that Eid Echad is true. We have a problem, and we decide it because of Mitoich Sheni Chalashava Mishalim. So that's a Psak Bezdin, but it's not like Eidim. So the question is a Psak Bezdin on the other half, Me'ez Tam Sheyia, on one half, enough to Mechayev Shvu on the other half? Is it only Haida and Eidim and nothing else? Or any time Vinishvi Bezdin Paskin on one half that Yechayev, that's good enough to Mechayev the other half. So the Ksai says that the Ran that says that by Nechbal, even though he was never made it to anything, but Bezin is going to be made see the money because of the takan of Shuas and Echbal, the Shuas and Eitlin, that's enough to Mechayev Shua on the other half because that blimes like Eidim, that's like the Gaonim. A similar case, when you have a Naskad or Ababa on one half, when you have a Mitoich Sheni Chalashava Mishalim on one half, even though you don't have Eidim, that's enough to Mechayev Shua on the other half. Mashen Kane, the Rambam, and this had a Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Simon Shin Samachdal, and Sivav, that you need either Aido or Eidim. Stam that Bezin's Mechayiv, that's not good enough. So that would explain the Ramban. Then the case of Nechbal, he was never Meidim. And we don't have any Eidim. Happens to be, we might see the Maman on Yidei the Shvuah. But that's not good enough. It's not Meidim mix, it's not Eidim mix us. The fact that he has to end up paying, that doesn't make him Mechayiv Shvuah on the other half. Now the Ksais at the end of Sifkat and Beis in Siman Ayin Hei, he seems to say there that the din of any day in Praticha is really the same din. The case that we said before, that someone says, you owe me $100. And he says, first of all, I borrowed from you $50, not $100. And second of all, I might have paid you back the $50. I just don't remember. So that $50 is mechayev, because any day in Praticha. By borrowing Hashem, any day in Praticha, the din is that yechayev. But does he have to make a shvu on the other $50? The Ksais is mashman, that's usa telling the Rambam and the Gaonim. The fee the Gaonim, anytime Bezin's might see the Mammon, that's Mechayev Shvu on the other half. But the fee the Rambam, which we paskin like, so here Bezin really doesn't know if he paid or not. But the halacha is, if there's a vaday chiyuv, we know for sure there was alva, and it's any day in Praticha, we don't know if there was a pirai, and it's Bari Vashema, so then you have to pay back Bari Vashema with the cheskes chiyuv. But it's not like there's Aydar and Edom. So the ksais there at the end of Siv Beis holds it's also totally in the same shiloh. Yeah, like I said, kasha on the shach, which is mashma that in the case of any day in Praticha, you would have to pay. But the Bissus Alman and Evan Ozel, and they suffer the time of Vinitan, and also the Shmuel Rizovsky and the Shir Shmuel and Bamatzia Simandalid, they both say from the Ramban it's clear not that way. The Ramban is the one that says that by Nechbal, you don't have to make a Shmuel on the other half. When you're being Maitzi, let's say he has two claims, Nechbal and Alvar, and you're being Maitzi money for the claim of Nechbal because he's Nishba Vinaitel, so like the Ramban, that you don't make a Shmuel on the other half. Vaishas the Ramban holds like the Rambam. And just because you might see a moment, it's not good enough. It's only Haidah or Edim. And the Ramban himself says that when he's Maidi, he borrowed, and he doesn't know if he pays back, you do make a shvuah on the other half. And he says, Ava bishle Haidah klum bebir, mikol mokam mitek shivas in eschayivu bemiksas. So Al-Karach is a chilek, because here he's made it to the ikachiyuv. And that he's saying maybe there was a pirayin, that we don't accept. So that's called the Maidah bemiksas. By the Nechpal, he's saying nothing happened. Happens to be, we have another reason why we don't trust him. We have the circumstantial evidence with the Tekanas Achom, with the Nishba Venaitel. But he never was made to anything. But here we was made that he borrowed, and he's made he doesn't know if it was paid back. And that's not locha. When you borrow and you don't know if you paid back, you have to pay. You have a cheskes chiyuv. So that would be called the made mixes the kuliyama. It's el lechay shteit neramban, bissel shreid ksais. That's what Bissel Zalman and Shuzevsky point out. So Kumdais the Cheshbin is like this. We have a Machlaikis Ramam in the Ga'inim. When you have on half the money, you're going to have to pay, but not because it's Edom and the Zaydah. But there's a Zaytik reason why Bezin's going to be chayiv you to pay, because of Mitekshin and Chalashav and Mishalim, that's their case, like Naska the Rababa. Or because half of the Tvi is a Nechbal, says Dinav Nishba Venaitel. So that's a Shaila. What's a Das Edom, the Mixas? Does that mean Dafke Edom or Eidah, but nothing else. So anytime Bezos might see the money, it's like Edom and Mixas. And that's the Chayyidah Machlaikish and Ban and Ran here. But the case where he says, I borrowed the money, I don't know if I paid back, that Lekuli Alma, it's Eidah of Mechayiv. He's saying that he borrowed the money. He's saying he doesn't know he paid back. So even though he's not clear that he's Chayiv, but the Eidah is Eidah of Chayiv, and that's that Lekuli Alma, you'd have to make a Shvuah on the rest. Now there's another Nekuda on the Mishnah, which both the Ramban and the Rush talk about. And it's the Rimagash. The Rimagash has a Chiddush. He's going on the safe of the Mishnah when the Mashkin is worth more than the Chayv. And the Leiva says, I only borrowed a Selah, and the Mashkin was worth 2 Selah. So the Mishnah says, if the Malva says it was only worth a Selah, so he's Kaifer a Kaili's Potter. And if he says it was worth Chamisha Dinarim, so he's made him 1 extra dinar, so he has to pay that dinar, and he's chayiv shvu on the rest, like a made him a mixas. Zagdimi Megash, what if the Malva says, very simply, I don't know how much it was worth. I know it was worth more than the chayiv, but I don't know how much more. The Leiv is saying it was worth 2 selah, you owe me a selah. And the Malva says, I really don't know exactly, I never appraised it. I agree it was worth more than the chayiv, but I have no idea how much. Zaktimi Megash, the din is Mitakshin Echal Shava Mishalim. That's like Chamshin Yadan and Chamshin Layadan. You know it's worth more than a chayiv, so you know that you owe something. You don't know how much. So Kum Dais, you made them a mixas, and you're any a day and the rest. So that's Mitakshin Echal Shava Mishalim. So you have to pay whatever the Leva says it's worth. That's Zaktimi Megash. And the Rambam says very similar to this in Ilchashel of the Kadin Perikei, and he says, V'chein Hayer Abaisai. Harabi Yisuf Zal v'Rabbi. Harabi Yisuf Zal is the Rimagash. V'Rabbi is the Rif. So he's saying that the Rimagash and the Rif both pass in that way. That when the Malva doesn't know how much it's worth, but he knows it's worth something more than the Chayiv. The Rambam's case was similar, like a Shomer lost the Pekudin, and he doesn't know how big the Pekudin was. He doesn't know how much the Pekudin was. He knows it was something. He gave him Paris, and he mixed it with his Paris, and he has no idea how much it was. So he has to pay whatever the Nifkat says, because he's maskim with something, so that's Maidim Mixas, he's Eini Yedei on the rest, that's Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana. So the Rishayim Yashtel Zuch and the Asagis Arayvit pretty much ask the same Kasha, has a shim with the Gemara earlier that says you need a davashib b'minyan. The Gemara there says that if someone says, I gave you a bayis mali peiris, and the Gemara's maskan is even a bayis zem mali peiris. And he says, you gave me what's ever in the house. I know that there's nothing missing, but I don't know how much it is. So the Gemara's mashma, it's not called the meidu mixas. The Gemara first, bayis said, is talking about you didn't say which house it is, so you don't know how much the tree is. But Rava says, even if you know which house it is, bayis zem mali peiris, but you don't know how much the hidah is. Because he says, I don't know how much it is. Any day, I should not at the night, but I know it's whatever's in the house. And the Gemara says, that's not called Meidim Mimikses, because it's not a Davish Abimidah. It's not clear how much the Hidah is. So what's the Chilik here also? You're saying that you don't know how much it's worth. So to come to this, you don't know how much you're being made to. So why isn't the same problem that it's not a Davish Abimidah? That's the Rishayim's Kasha. So the Ramban says the Teretz, and the Rosh says, I don't understand the Ramban's Teretz. And the Rosh says the Teretz, and the Shach Simenai and Beis of Kod Nun says, I don't understand the Rosh's Teretz. And the Shach explains to us what the Ramban's Teretz is. And the Nesivus in Simen Peches, he explains what the Rosh's Teretz is. And he also explains why the Rosh had a problem with the Ramban's Teretz. The Rosh doesn't say. He just says, Divrei Ramban Einem Muvanim. So again, we have the Ramban's Teretz, which I'm going to give over the Shach's explanation of the Ramban's Teretz. We have the Rosh's Teretz, which I'm going to give over Nesivus' explanation of the Rosh Teretz, together with the Nesivus' explanation why the Rosh didn't like the Ramban's Teretz. So the Ramban's Teretz is as follows. Over there, the Haidah was a certain Haidah. There was a certain Haidah. The Haidah is that whatever is in this house, I owe to you. And the problem is that the Bezin doesn't know how much is in the house. So we don't know what the Haidah is. It's a Haidah of a certain amount, and we don't know what it is. And the Ran is Mazba, even though afterwards we find out what it is. So why don't we say when we find out what it is, then we should mechayev a mishmur. Zot the Ran, by Haidah, it doesn't work that way. If at the time of the Haidah, there was no mechayev a mishmur because it was missing the birus and it wasn't a davash of Amida, even though afterwards it became a davash of Amida, it's too late. The Haidah was already Yatzeb Ptur. But what was the Ptur? We have a Haidah here, and we don't know how much the Haidah is. He's claiming it was a house full of payers. I'm saying, no, it was a certain amount. How much? The amount that's in the house right now. That's what it was. And how much is that? At this time, we don't know. So Kumdais is being made into something, and we have no idea to what. That's not called Eidah. Now, Shein Kain, when the Leiva comes and tells him, you took my mashkin, you're telling me it got lost, and I'm telling you it's worth 2 slum. And the Malva says, it was worth more than the Chayiv, but I don't know how much it's worth. So the Malva doesn't know how much it's worth. So whatever he doesn't know, that's not a Haidah. But he said it's worth more than a Chayiv. Since he said it's worth more than a Chayiv, so more than a Chayiv means it's at least a Pruta more than a Chayiv. If it's less than a Pruta more than a Chayiv, then it's not called more than a Chayiv. If he said it's more than a Chayiv, that means it's at least a Pruta more than a Chayiv. So we have a Haidah clearly that you're saying clearly you owe a Pruta. More than a Pruta? You said you don't know. So what do we have in this Haidah? We have a clear admission to at least a Pruta. And anything more than a Pruta, we have I don't know. Oh, so that means we have a Haidah, a clear Haidah. We know what the Haidah is. It's a Pruta. It's not more than a Pruta. You can't be Mechayev and Femiz Haidah more than a Pruta because he didn't say how much more it's worth more than Chayev. He said it's worth more than the Chayev. He didn't say how much. So how much does he know for sure it's worth more than a chayiv? He told us a pruta. He didn't tell us more. Let's say he would die. And the question is, how much did the Yerushim have to give? Bezdin would say, a pruta. Why? Because he said it was worth more than the chayiv. But he said he doesn't know how much it's worth. The Yerushim don't have to make a shvur. But they do have to pay up the Haidah. So how much did they have to pay? A pruta. So the Haidah is very clear. It's very clear what the Haidah is. The Haidah is a pruta. It's not more than a pruta. If he would now turn around and say, I found out it was worth a pruta more than the chayiv. And I'm willing to swear, assuming whatever, it might be a problem of time, v'chayiv of a time. But the point is, we have no haidah that it was worth more than a pruta more than the chayiv, but we do have haidah that it was worth a pruta more than the chayiv, because you said it was worth more than the chayiv. So that's called a clear haidah. There's a clear haidah and a pruta. All the rest is an eini yadea. And that's not halacha. When you made the in part, and you eini yadea on the rest, that's called Meidah B'Mikzas. to any a day is like a kvira, mitayakshinichal. So that's the Ramban's teretz. When you made on a certain amount, and we don't know what it is, we don't say it's at least a pruta, because for care, the Haidah is more than a pruta could be. We'll find out what the Haidah is. We know what the Haidah, we have a method of finding out what the Haidah is, but right now we don't know what it is. So right now in Bezin, we have no idea what the Haidah is. When we don't know what the Haidah is, so that's not called the Haidah. Felt and Chiyuz is, Exeris Akas, if it's Pater. But here we know exactly how much the Haidah is. The Haidah is a pruta. Everything else is an Eini Yadeya. That's a din. Cham shi yadana, cham shi lo yadana. It's mitek shi nechal shav mishal. That's the Ramban's pshat lefid away to shachiz masbir. So the Nesivus, it's in Sim Peches. First, he's masbir. Why did Rosh say it was Eini Muvan? And the shach explained it so nicely. Because the Rosh held that vinishvi, if we know a prut of the Haidah clearly, we know a prut of the Haidah. So what's the difference if grand of the Haidah could be more? Right, says the Shach is learning in the Ramban held that the Pshat is, that's Exeris Akasav. You have to have a Haidah that you know how much the Haidah is. The Haidah is a Pruta, fine. If you don't know what the Haidah is, so then it's a Chesaron of the Haidah. The Rosh is saying no, but I know a Pruta of the Haidah. I know that there is a Pruta of Haidah here. It might be more than a Pruta. The Rosh held it's very not mistarbed that would be Megarei in the Haidah, that it might be more than a Pruta. Well, find out how much it is. What's the difference? I know it's at least a pruta, so that means I have a clear haidah on the pruta. Either it might be more than a pruta, but as long as I have a clear haidah on the pruta, that should be enough. Lefidu Rimagash. So what's the rush, Chad? Lefidu way to see if this explains the rush. The rush is Einechinami. If you have a clear haidah of the pruta, that's the Rimagash that you'd be chayiv. But here, the problem is that you don't have a kfir b'chlal. That's how Nesivus explains. Why? Because he says that I gave you a bias mole. And the other guy says, I really don't know. I don't know if it's full. I don't know if it's half full. I don't even know what you mean by full. The Rosh is Mazba. Sometimes when something is pretty full, people call that full. I really don't know. I don't understand your claim. I'm just telling you one thing. Everything that you gave me is still in the house, period. So we might find out that there is a kfir here. Because when we see the house, the fellow then might say that something's missing. And the Baal HaBayis is saying that nothing's missing. But at the time of the Haidah that he said that whatever's in the house is yours, we don't know if there's a kfira yet. Because he's not saying clearly that there's any kfira. In other words, let's say, this is what Siva says. Let's say somebody says, I gave you 100 barrels of wine, I want it back. And the guy answers like this, I don't know how many barrels you gave me, but I know one thing. Whatever you gave me is in the cellar, period. There's nothing missing, that I know. It might be, it's 100 barrels. There might be 100 barrels in the cellar. I don't know how much is in the cellar. If there's 100 barrels in the cellar, so we don't have a din taira. I'm not kai for anything. If there's 90 barrels in the cellar, I know for sure you didn't give me more than 90 barrels. So I can deceive us, that's not called the Maidu B'mikses. Even if later we find out that there are only 90 barrels in the cellar, because at the time he was Maidu, we didn't know that he was kai for anything. So the Rosh would hold, if he would say, you're saying that I gave you a full house. You didn't give me a full house. That's for sure. I don't know how much it is. It might be a quarter. It might be a half. It might be three quarters. It's not full. But whatever's in the house, that's yours and nothing more. That, the Rosh would say, is a Maidah B'mikses. Because the Haidah is at least a Pruta. And the Kfir is at least a Kesef. And the Mele is a Maidah B'mikses. But the reason for Davar Shebeminyan is, I don't know there's a Kfir B'chlal. You're saying it's a full house. There might still be a full house there. I don't even know what you mean a full house exactly, the Rosh says. So that's a chesaron in the kfira. So the Ramban holds, even if it's clear that there's a kfira, and even if it's clear that there's a haidah of at least a pruta, but if there is a haidah here, and you don't know how much it is, that's called a haidah sheinah mevareres. The Rosh holds no, because the pruta of the haidah is mevareres. And the Rosh holds, because you don't have a kfira like we explained. And now let's see the next sugi in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amr Shmuel Gvaldig Chiddush, Hayman Da Isve Alpha Zuzi Lechavre. Someone lends somebody 1,000 zuz, Umashkele Kata De Magla, and he gives him as a mashkin a small item, a handle of a axe. Ovid Kata De Magla of an Alpha Zuzi. If he lost the handle of the axe, he loses 1,000 zuz." And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara asks the Kasha from our Mishnah, if that's true, that if the malva loses a mashkin, loses the whole chayiv, so what's the question if he says shekel yeshava, or sel yeshava, or gimel dinir ma yeshava? Once he loses a mashkin, loses the whole chayiv. So the Gemara answers, masnisin, but agirs is masnisin, but the pirish shmur with the loy pirish. Which the girsa that we have sounds like, if you give the mashkin min astam, that means you want the entire chayiv should be the mashkin. If the mashkin is gone, there goes the whole chayiv. And our mishnah is when you specify that no, the mashkin is only replacement of the chayiv kenega, the value of the mashkin. That's Rashi's girsa. But you look in Taisis, Taisis brings down Rabbein Chananel and Rabbein Tam, the girsa is the opposite. That if Adam and Astam, you give a mashkin, you don't mean the entire chayiv should be in the mashkin. Shmuel is saying a special halacha when you pirish, when you say, when you speak out that this mashkin should be connected the entire chayiv. So then the halacha is that if you lose the chayiv, if you lose the mashkin, you lose the whole chayiv. Now it's a big shaila in the Rishayim who we paskin like. Rav Rishayim do not paskin like Shmuel, and the reason is because the Gemara then brought a machlokes Reb Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara first wanted to say it's a machlokes if they're arguing about Shmuel, and then the Gemara says, no, kulam aleslu de Shmuel. And that was the maskanas ha-Gemara. So from there, the Rif above Metzia, said that Vaisis, we don't pass like Shmuel, and the Rambam and the Ga'inim, they all don't pass like Shmuel altogether. But Taisis, Beinutam, and the Ri, they pass like Shmuel, but only with their pshat, that Shmuel is dafka by Pirish. There is no sheet in the Rishayim. There's no sheet in Rishayim lahalacha that by loy pirish he's going to lose everything. The Rishayim that paskin like Shmuel also paskin that it's dafka by pirish. So those are the two sheetas, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and Chayshim Mishpat, Zimanayim Beis, Sif Beis, that the Shulchan Aruch paskin is bechlal not like Shmuel. And paskin, if he loses the mashkin, he only loses the chayiv that's connected the mashkin in all cases. And the Ramah says, V'yeshayimim that by pirish, then you lose the entire chayiv. Like Shmuel, but like Taisus Girsa, that Shmuel is dafka by pirish. Now there's also a machlokes Rishayim, in the Maskana says Sugi, if Malva al Mashkin is a Shei Mechinim or a Shei Mesachar. Because the Gemara said that the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, is if Malva al Mashkin, if it's Shei Mechinim or Shei Mesachar, so it could be the arguing if Shei Mraveda is Shei Mechinim or Shei Mesachar, or maybe even like the Mandiyam, Shei Mraveda is a Shei Mesachar, but here, there's a reason to say that this is a Shei Mechinim, because Malva Tzarech L'Mashkin, that's the Gemara's Maskana. So there also there's a Machlokes Rishayim, also the Rambam, the Rif, and Kami Rishayim, Paskin like Rav Yosef, Taisus is Marech about it here. They Paskin like Rav Yosef, they bring a lot of Rayas, and Taisus Paskin's like Rabba, and he also is Matka the Rayas, and he brings Rayas, Allah is like Rabba, and Taisus holds L'Maskana, that we Paskin like Rabba, and therefore, according to Rabba, Malva L'Mashkin would have to be a Shei Mechinam. A Shei like the Rishayim and the Paskin like Rav Yosef, so then they Paskin that Malva L'Mashkin is a Shei Mesachar. So that also is brought as a Machlokes Mechab and Ramah there in Simanayim Beis. If the Malva loses the Mashkin, and the Mashkin's worth more than a Chayiv, does he have to pay for it? Is the Dafka by Pshiel have to pay? Or even by Gneva V'Aveda, is he a Shei Mechinam or a Shei Mesachar? But Taisus, who holds his Shei Mechinam, holds dafka on the portion that's more than the chayiv. He's a Shei Mechinam. Mashegim, what's connected the chayiv? So there you have Shmuel's halacha. Al kaponim, what's connected the chayiv? You have Shmuel's halacha that by avad the mashkin he can't be goyver the chayiv. So come day since you sat, Shmuel the taka holds that by avad. Kata the magla oven alpha zuzi, Rishayim amazbir, that's dafka when it was ovad, not ba'inus. If it was ovad ba'inus, Shmuel's maskim that you don't lose the alpha zuzi because an inus happened to the kata the magla. As I state in the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ridva, Rishayim say all this, even according to Shmuel. But the time they give is because the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia that a malva l'mashkin is shei mesachar. And that's how the Rishayim paskin, that Malva L'Mashkin is a Shei Mesachar. And Memela, this idea that when someone's Malva L'Mashkin, even if the Mashkin is worth much less than the Chayiv, but yet he wants the entire Chayiv to be Tali in the Mashkin, That's Tafka when he's responsible for that Veda Sameshkin. So he's a Shai Mesacher. Shai Mesacher is Chayev and Gneva Veda. So if something happens and he's responsible for it, normally he would only have to pay what the Pekadin is worth. But since it's a Mashkin, that's a din by a Mashkin, according to Shmuel, that the Chayev is totally in the Mashkin. But that's only when he's responsible. When Einus happens, he's not responsible. Avadis Kilu, there was no Mashkin. So merely owe him the regular Chayev. The fact that the Mashkin is gone has nothing to do with him. He's not responsible for it. It has to be that he's responsible midin shayme for the Mashkin in order to have the din of Ovid Kata de Magla, Ovid Alpha Zuzi. But Taisus holds that he's a shayme chino. And that's why on whatever the value of the Mashkin that exceeds the chayiv, he's only be chayiv as Ovid b'pshia. So he says that's where the Mishnah Lamashal, by Sel of Isani, Shnei Slom Avishavi, you have to say it was Ovid b'pshia. Whatever exceeds the chayiv has to be Ovid b'pshia. But nevertheless, Taisus holds, because Taisus paskins like Shmuel, and he holds al kaponim kineged the chayiv. The halacha is that even if it's avad not bepshia, even if it's gneva va'aveda, he's going to lose the chayiv. So you see, Taisus has a different pshat. Why by gneva va'aveda, Shmuel says that if the mashkin is gone, the chayiv is gone. The says it's not the pshat. Because he's chayiv midin shaymer, and Shmuel's chiddush is only that the shmir would work, and he'd lose the entire chayiv, even though the chayiv is worth much more than the mashkin. Now the pshat is be'etzin. When you take a mashkin, the mashkin, the chayiv is licked in the mashkin. The chayiv is dependent on the mashkin. That be'efen, if you lose the mashkin, you lose the chayiv, even when you're not chayiv mishum shaymer. Because Taisus holds he's a shaymer chinam. And nevertheless, on what's keneged achayiv, Taisus is masking that gneva veveda is chayiv because of Shmuel. Taisus again, the paskin is like Shmuel. So in the machlokes mechaber Ramah, that the mechaber holds that it's like a shay mesacher, and the Ramah holds like Taisus because the Ramah paskin is like Rabbi, that it's a shay mechinam, and the Ramah says you can't be mitzi mammon by gneva veveda because it's a shay mechinam, and the Ramah specifies. Dafka on the value that exceeds the chayiv. That you're a shay mechinam. But keneged the chayiv, Taisus also maskim that it's a shay mesacher. So whatever's keneged the chayiv, there doesn't seem to be any machlokes. But the Nesiva says that be'emesin on what's keneged the chayiv, Taisus would be more machmir than the other rishaynim. Because the other rishaynim hold that even Shmuel that says, Ovid kata de magla, Ovid alfa zuzi, is only when you mechuyiv for the Ovid kata de magla midin shaymer. Whatever you're not mechuyiv din shaymer, you're not going to lose the chayiv. But Taisus holds no. Even though mitzat shaymer you're a shaymer chinam, but that's the din by mashkin, that you're taking a chayis for the chayiv in the mashkin, so even if you're not mechuyiv, it's mitzat shaymer chinam, but anyway, you're going to lose the chayiv. So zakta nesivis is negeya by avodim shtaris and karkois. Let's say you take a mashkin, avodim shtaris and karkois. The halacha is, that by avodim shtaris and karkois is no din shaymer al kaponim, certainly no din gneva va'aveda. We discussed the machlokes rishonim in previous shurim if it's a din pshia, but gneva va'aveda is certainly no din. So according to the rishonim, that say that the reason why you chayiv when it's gneva va'aveda is because you're a shaymer sachar, but otherwise even what's keneged achayiv you wouldn't be chayiv if you don't have the din, you don't have a chiv al shaymer sachar. So avadim shtarin kais, you don't have a chiv of shay mesacher, so you'd be potter. But Taisus holds no. Taisus holds you're really a shay mechinam. What's more than the chayiv, and on what's more than the value of the chayiv, Taisus is more mekel. He says gave aveda is potter, but on what's connected the value of the chayiv, Taisus holds that you chayiv for gneiv of aveda, not mitzad the fact you're a shaymer. So avadim shtarin and kais would also be chayiv. And Taisu before, even by a guy it will be that way. By a guy there's no din shaymer. But if you take a mashkin from a guy, you lend the guy money, and you lose the mashkin, so now the guy doesn't owe you money. Because it's not a vert of shaymer, it's an ayadin. I saw in the Masifta Gemara also, he brings from Rabbi Kivega, I didn't see the Rabbi Kivega. I couldn't find it, but it's who did the gave my ball of Emite. Makes sense. According to the Rishonim, the Pshat is that the Chiyav is because you're a Shaymer. So Balavima, you're not a Shaymer. So if it gets lost when it's Balavima, you still be able to collect the Chayiv. But according to Tais, it's nothing to do with the shame. Really, you're a shame mechinam. It's an ayadin. Whenever you lose the mashkin, as long as it's not an einus, that's called losing the chayiv. Akapanim when it's connected the chayiv, even by life perish. So mele, even by Baal of Imai and by Avadim Shtaris and Karkais, Tais would be more machmer and say that you would lose the chayiv. Now the Ksai says, the emesin you find, you could say the other way also. That in a way, Taisus is going to be more mekel. Then when you have the mashkin connected the chayiv, the Rishayim hold that if it's nignav and ever, the reason why you lose the chayiv is because you're a shayim esacher. And Taisus holds the reason why is because that's the upmach like Shmuel. Even if it's not going to work on the value that's more than the chayiv, unless you're pirish, but connected the chayiv, you're going to have Shmuel. Hazak the Ksais will be an afkamina like this. Normally a shayim esacher is not chayiv an einsim, but there's a big chiddush that by Gneva, let's say he watched it pretty much as it's humanly possible to watch. But listen, he can't be there 24 hours a day. So while he wasn't there, a ganav broke in. It wasn't a pshia, but you know, it could be a break-in, even when you're watching it good. And a ganav steals it. So the Rishayim speak about it in Bava Metzia, in Bava Kama, Taisus in Bava Kama, Daf Samach, and the Rishayim in a mafkid, that Geneva, even by Geneva ba'aynis, there's no pter aynis by Geneva, you need shmir begufay, some Rishayim put it to a stam. All Geneva has an element of aynis. Geneva, there's no din of aynis by Geneva. List the mezuyin, that's already like a different thing. That's already what's called nishba in the pasuk. But Geneva, even when there was nothing you could have done, a shayim esacher is chayiv. So zakt the ksais, if you have a mashkin that's connected the chayiv, and it was nignav ba'aynis, there was nothing you could have done, but you're a shayim esacher, and a shayim esacher is chayiv even by gneva ba'aynis. So lefi the rishayim that say the reason why is chayiv connected the chayiv is because a shayim esacher, and who would then want to exceed the chayiv is a shayim esacher. So the pshat is by gneva ba'aynis, avada, you'd lose the chayiv. But according to Taisa Zaktik says, why taka is the chiv that you have dafka by gneva vaveda not oinis? The chiv doesn't come from the parish of shayman bechlal, because he's a shaymechina. The chiv is them din mashkin. The din mashkin is that the chiv is dependent on the mashkin. So how come by oinis you potter? So you have to say that's the opmach. The chiv is dependent on the mashkin. If I could have done something about it. If I wasn't careful with the mashkin, I didn't watch it to the best of my ability, so I lose the chayiv. Even though mitzat shema wouldn't be chayiv, but that's not locha. This is where the chayiv is. I can't mun the chayiv if I didn't take care of the mashkin to the best of my ability. But if an einus happened, so that means there is no mashkin. It's not my fault. There is no mashkin. So who within a gneva b'einus would be that way? So he doesn't mamish have all the chiyuvim of shema sachar. As we spoke about the Nesivus and Mikivega, that according to Taisus, it's more chamer. Because if he has the Turim of Shayimim, like a Vadim Shtaris and Kakayis, or Bal of Imai, that wouldn't fit according to Taisus. Or a guy that wouldn't pat him according to Taisus. But Le'in Nechisa, even if there would be a Chi of Mitzat Shayimir, but if he did the best he could, according to the Rishayim, it doesn't matter. Rishayim Esach is Chayim and Gneva Bainis. But according to Taisus, that the Yisayit is because his Kabbalah of the Mashkin, just like you see when an Einus happens, the Mashkin doesn't cover Einsim. So who then gave the Einus? Because it's not a din in Shmira, it's a din in the Mashkin that he has to take care of it the way as best as he could. If he did the best he could and it was Nignav, so according to Taisus, he'd be Pater.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.